On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Bishop Daniel Yohanan, a global Christian leader who serves as president of GFA World, is with us today. Thank you, Bishop Daniel, for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a privilege to be here.
And what a fun thing. We had a chance to talk in late August about the Christmas Critter Campaign. I kind of feel like some of the retail stores where we start talking about Christmas so early, but the Christmas Critter Campaign, it just frankly is fun. And it's such a serious thing at the same time. You guys have, God has given you this vision for the Christmas Critter Campaign to provide sustainable gifts like sewing machines and water buffalo and chickens. And it's a way for people that are impoverished throughout South Asia and Africa to actually have a way to make a living and to generate income. And it really does transform an entire village, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. You know, it would be amazing if I could take each person with me to parts of Africa or Asia to see how people are living and the villages and the slums and the difficulties that people go through. You know, in many of these places in the world, they're living, you know, day by day, looking for their next meal, where that's going to be coming from. And so any kind of, you know, life-changing gift that's got dignity attached to it, where they can sustain themselves or improve their life in some way, really does make a difference, you know, in their life. But it opens the door for us to share about what Christ has done, which, of course, you know, Christmas is that whole reason and season why we do what we do. And it's such a special, special privilege to be able to see people's lives being changed. And I don't just mean that superficially, but people's lives are being changed. And it's because of the, you know, the kindness and generosity of so many people who are giving gifts like chickens and goats and buffaloes and sewing machines.
Bishop Daniel, you've kind of described it, but do you personally you hear about a story from one of your missionaries in the field, and do you well up with joy? Do you kind of go, wow, God, that is so cool?
You know, I remember looking outside the window of the place I was staying in one of the nations in Asia, and there on the road was a family breaking bricks into smaller pieces to fill potholes. And I remember seeing a 3-year-old little kid also with the family, just trying to earn a little bit of living. And, you know, it would be easy to say, you know, the kid should be in school, but like if the kid goes to school, then that whole family doesn't eat. And, you know, people are in these kind of dire straits when it comes to survival. And so when I hear stories about, you know, people getting a buffalo or a chicken or a pair of goats or whatever, and their lives are being improved and changed, and many times these families will start weeping and crying and saying, why are you giving us this water buffalo, which is almost like giving someone a tractor? And it says, because we love Jesus and Jesus loves you. It does something where you cannot be overwhelmed with joy to realize that our life is part of something that is greater than ourself. We are making an eternal impact in a life and in a community. And this is, you know, the reality of much of the world where, you know, life is not like what we're used to, where we can drink water out of the tap, or, you know, we have enough food in our pantry lasts us for 7 years on dry beans, you know, all kinds of things. God has blessed us so much. And with that blessing, we can also be remembering that most of the world doesn't experience what we get to experience, but we get to be the hands and feet of Christ, especially during this Christmas season.
Amazing. I want to remind all of our listeners that you can go to klyt.fm on our Action Center and click on the Christmas Critter Campaign banner, and you will be taken right to a website that'll give you a list of all the amazing gifts. And we're going to talk about those in our second 15 minutes today. But before we do that, Bishop Daniel, I wanted to ask you about the people that you have on the ground. People that donate to GFA World, they may not realize that you guys are very efficient with every dollar that is spent, the majority of which is going to actually help people. And it's because you have indigenous missionaries all over in every area that you minister in. Tell us about those missionaries.
Yeah, you know, my father, when he wrote his book, Revolution and World Missions, which I think is like 4 million in print now, it's a book that everyone needs to get. You know, people can get it free from us. It'll pretty much wreck your life in terms of missions if you read it. But his premise was this. Ask the right question and you'll get the right answer. The question is, what's the best way for those people to hear about Christ? And whatever the answer is, follow it. If it's sending hot air balloons with messages of Christ, then do that. If it's using national missionaries, then use that. If it's gospel tracts, use that. And many of the nations that we are serving in, especially in the 1040 window and places in Africa and Asia, it's restricted or closed for outsiders to come in as missionaries. Of course, you can go in as a teacher or an engineer, but you'll be limited. But what we did see is that national missionaries, those from their own country who already know the language, who know the culture, who know the mannerisms, who can speak the heart language of the people, all they need is someone to stand with them in prayer and support. They can reach their own people way faster than most of us. And so this is something, you know, the business world has already caught on to this. I mean, I've climbed up into the Himalayan mountains, of course, not Mount Everest, but the Himalayan mountains, and there's Coca-Cola all the way on top of the mountains, way out in the middle of nowhere. And yet those same people have never heard about Christ. And the reason is Coca-Cola and all these companies, they know about using those people from their own country to accomplish their goals. And so my father, he saw this as a huge opportunity to fulfill the Great Commission. National missionaries can go where the rest of us can't go. And because of that, the cost of living, the time it takes to learn the language, the living condition, all of those things, those hindrances go away. And like you said, the network is there, the simplicity is there, the cost is less, and it makes it possible for us to reach more and more people. In fact, on this side of the world, all of our staff, we raise their own support so that the most resources can go to the mission field. And this has kind of always been there for the last 45 years of ministry, seeing national missionaries giving their life to bring Christ's love to the most needy and hurting around the world. And on this side, we live our life as missionaries so that they can do what they need to do.
So if our listeners navigate to the GFA World website through the klyt.fm site, again, you can go to klyt.fm and click on the Christmas Critter campaign banner. If they navigate to that, is there a way that somebody can give money to support a missionary? And do they have any communication with this person? Would that person communicate back how things are going, that type of thing?
You know, if they follow the link that you gave, besides all the other gifts like you mentioned, you know, scripture portions, gospel literature, Jesus Well, there is also the opportunity to support a national missionary. The national missionary, you get a profile, you get to put it on your fridge or keep in your Bible, you get to see their testimony. The communications you get from the ministry, you get updates on the area of where your national missionary is serving and what God is doing. There's reports and stories, and God is using this to touch literally millions and millions of people's lives. I know so many people that as a family, they support their national missionary and they make the national missionary pretty much part of their family. So they pray for the national missionary. They remember the national missionary as a family. And they see their life's extension as part of reaching these nations for Christ through these national missionaries. And so I would encourage everyone to seriously consider, besides all the Christmas gifts that people can be giving is to connect your life with a national missionary, because this is one of the greatest opportunities to see communities transformed, to see churches planted, and people coming to Christ in places that they did not even know that Christ existed. I remember being in some villages and asking someone, "Do you know Jesus Christ?" And they had no idea who we were talking about. Some of our friends would tell us that, you know, when we ask, "Do you know Jesus?" They would say, "You know, check the next village down that road. Your friend Jesus might be there." They literally have no idea who Jesus is. And these national missionaries with a heart of love are going to places, bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ and seeing lives transformed. You know, I remember one of our missionaries was going door to door in the villages telling people about Christ. And one of these families said, "Could you please pray for someone who is sick in our village?" So they led him through the house, and on the back side of the house, there was their sick water buffalo. And the family would milk the buffalo, sell the milk, and that would be the money that they used to buy food. So sick buffalo means no food. And so they said, "Could you please pray for our water buffalo?" And so our missionary laid his hands on this water buffalo and said, "God, if there's ever a time to do something, this is the time." And God healed that stinky water buffalo. And so many people in the village gave their hearts to Christ. The family gave their hearts to Christ. So many people came to Christ that a church was planted in that village because of that one stinky water buffalo that was healed. This is a story of thousands of places on the mission field through national missionaries giving gospel tracts, sharing the love of Christ, praying for the sick, and God is doing incredible things. And what a joy it is for me to link my life with a national missionary that I can pray and support. And you know what? It's less than a donut and a cup of coffee a day. If I literally buy a smaller cup of coffee every day, I can support a national missionary. I mean, I can make a difference in the lives of millions of people just by drinking a smaller cup of coffee, and I can see eternity changed.
I love that. I love that. I want to know, Bishop Daniel, I'm going to kind of tease this question. We're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. They're the ones that help us have this kind of ministry on the air. I want to take a break in just a second, but before I do that, I want you to tell us about how the Christmas Critter campaign came about. Now, don't tell me right now, wait till after the break, but think about that meeting where you guys came up with this idea and how that happened. I hope you'll share that with us when we come back on ABQ Connect. We are back with Bishop Daniel Yohannan. He is a global Christian leader, the leader and the president of GFA World. I want you to know Bishop Daniel serves as kind of the link between thousands of Christian workers and missionaries serving throughout Africa and Asia and the rest of the church worldwide. For more information about the ministry and how you can support these missionaries and be part of the Christmas Critter Campaign, go to klyt.fm and click on the Christmas Critter Campaign banner. Bishop Daniel, I want to know about how this idea came about. Was your leadership team sitting in a meeting and discussing all the cool ways you could help people that were impoverished? How did this come about?
Well, I mean, yes and no. The entire history of the ministry has always been about prayer. Now, my parents are the ones who started the ministry, and it began with a small prayer meeting in their living room where they put the different maps of the countries and called their friends together on Tuesday and said, "Would you please come and pray for us for missions?" In fact, that same prayer meeting still continues today. We meet every week Tuesday around the world in the evening for missions prayer, and then the first Friday of each month is all-night prayer from like 7 o'clock in the evening till like 1:30 in the morning, where we pray for God to send out more laborers into the mission field. But, you know, there's not anything that you can point to in the entire ministry where we came up with these great business plans and then tried to fulfill it. I don't think God has ever allowed us to do that. It's always been God has shown us a small little open door, and as we walk through it, God surprises us even more with the opportunity that's there. You know, my father went to be with the Lord just over a year ago, and And he was saying about places like in Africa and other places in Asia, the opportunity outweighs the need. There is so much opportunity, but what holds us back is resources, but the opportunity is so great. And what I say about that as the way to answer the question is, you know, everywhere our national missionaries would go, they would go into these communities, and by practically paying attention to what the needs are of the community, we know what needs to be done. So, for example, there was a missionary who went to a village, and there was a plaque of 18 children who had died of malnutrition the year before. And so we realized that village needs a Jesus well. That village needs help with the community to make sure the kids get an education. In another village, we saw that people were not allowed to take water from the well because they were of a lower caste. And so those women and those girls had to walk sometimes miles away to go get water. And so bringing a Jesus well into the community helped transform the entire community, that they can have access to clean water, which created a better health for the entire community. In another village, they needed help with gardening tools so that they could grow vegetables, kind of become self-sustaining. In other places, they needed water buffaloes or chickens, or other places, they needed, you know, education, literacy. And so in each area, it's kind of become self-evident, and God has helped us to see what are the needs of these villages. And by just doing what we know we need to do in terms of serving the people, we see one by one all these items in the Christmas catalog over these years, which sometimes change, but it's practically what is being used on the mission field on a yearly basis. And so God showed us through small open doors opportunities to give gifts of life change with dignity. And that's kind of how the Christmas catalog and the Critter campaign kind of came about. So for example, there was a woman who received a sewing machine, kind of having a very difficult time. And so she started a small tailoring business in her village. She made enough money to hire five other ladies and to get sewing machines for them. They made enough money that she could rent the room next door, and her husband opened a barber shop. And so you can see one sewing machine impacted six families. There was another man who was having a very difficult time providing food for his family, and he got a pair of goats. He started a small goat farm. He got so many goats, they were multiplying all over the place, that he was giving goats to his neighbors and to his friends and to his relatives. And God blessed all these small goat farms, and he has enough money now to send his children to school. There's enough food for the table. The kids are healthier. And so a whole family and community was transformed by just a couple of goats being given as a Critter campaign gift. And so each of these gifts have been something that is life-changing, but it's practically being done by the national missionaries going to these villages, seeing what the need is, and asking God to give us wisdom so that we can see people's lives transformed and changed.
One of the other things I know you've shared with us in the past is that if somebody wants to buy chickens to give to somebody, if they want to buy any kind of animal, goats, et cetera, you've mentioned that, if they want to get tools to help gardening, you source all of those things and purchase those in country, don't you, to benefit the people in that country?
Absolutely. We're always looking for how to help the community, help the individual, help the family. This is how you bring permanency. It's kind of, you know, the old saying, you can give a fish to a person, they'll be fed for a day, but you can teach them how to fish, and, you know, they'll be able to be full for a lifetime. And so when we dig a Jesus well, we don't import big rigs into these nations. We use the local guys who know how to dig wells. They've already got the machines. That lowers the cost for the Jesus wells. We source the animals, the chickens, the goats from, you know, people that already have goats and chickens there. They have their own farms. We source the mosquito nets from the factories that, you know, make the mosquito nets and the sewing machines. The plus thing about all this is when you have like a Jesus well that has been dug and the mechanics have been put in from the local people, then if there's something needs to be replaced or fixed after a time, they can easily fix it. And it doesn't take a lot to do. And so this impacts really the whole community and the individual, and it really changes everyone's life in a very significant way.
I love it. Bishop Daniel, tell us a little bit about, for our Western audience, how does the medical support systems work in these third world countries? Because it's not like medical care that we have in the United States.
You know, many of these nations, when I've traveled across some of these very rural areas, what you find is you might not find a simple even clinic for 400 miles. You know, I complain because, you know, the nearest Walmart, you know, is 30 minutes away from here. And, you know, oh, I got to drive so far. But, you know, someone who has a serious medical condition, you know, they may never get to a hospital. They may never be able to even visit a clinic to be helped. That's why we do actually have a lot of medical camps that we conduct to bring medical help to these communities. We have a hospital in South Asia. We also have a newly being built hospital in Rwanda that's going to be a bridge to all of East Africa. Our work has already started in Liberia, which is in the west northern part of Africa. And so God is opening up doors everywhere through the medical initiative. But in many of these places, like you mentioned, it's not like what we're used to, where we have pharmacies all around, or you know, first aid clinics really close by, or hospitals in different places. Many of these people, they suffer greatly because the medical facilities may not be as accessible to people. And many of these places, the individuals are so poor that they would only go to the hospital when they're really dying. And then by that time, it's too late. This is the reason why we actually have work in the leprosy colonies. Leprosy can be cured. There's medicine for it, but many people wait till it's too late, and then they end up in leprosy colonies. And so we have some of our national missionaries and Sisters of the Cross who serve faithfully in the leprosy colonies, cleaning the wounds, helping those who are in greatest need, showing Christ's love, because very often people cannot get the medical treatment that they need.
I love it. I love it. I'm actually navigating right now. I went to klyt.fm. I clicked on the Christmas Critter campaign. And as I page down, I see choose a missionary to sponsor. And there's a couple of stories about different missionaries that people can sponsor. And then I page down a little bit more. You can get chickens for $15 a pair. You can get goats for $170 a pair. Pigs, you can buy a junior barnyard bundle. And I laugh, not because I'm trying to trivialize this. These are just fun things. And they're things that are real to these people that can really provide food. And you know, I can't help but think about James 2 verses 15 and 16. If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and be filled, yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body," James asked the rhetorical question, "What good is that?" And you guys have answered that rhetorical question by saying, that isn't any good. That's why we're going to meet their physical needs. The question behind this is, are people more open to the gospel when you've met their physical needs?
No, I think Christ has shown us so clearly that he would go out of his way to meet one woman at a well, which we know the Samaritan woman, and have a conversation with her, and she runs back to the village and says, "I found the Messiah." Any act of kindness, whatever it is, even if it's a smile, even if it's just a hug or a listening ear, or a prayer, All these things can create open doors for us to share the love of Christ. And this is something not just for the mission field. You know, look for people that you can show kindness to. Create opportunities to bless other people. Buy someone a cup of coffee. You know, it's not just the pay it forward thing, but this is more of who Christ has called us to be, to love and to show kindness. And those things change people's lives. I mean, it's the kindness of the Lord that turns our hearts. And so also on the mission field, you know, people, when they live in such difficulty and suffering, any kind of kindness is a great shining light that shows Christ and his love. And this is exactly what our national missionaries are doing, but we also get to be part of it. I think people forget that. This is not just a handout. My life gets impacted. I get to be part of it. God blesses me also. And, you know, especially our kids and our grandkids. You know, if anyone's interested in going and checking out these animals and gifts, you know, Barnyard Bundle or sponsor national missionary, don't just do it yourself. You know, have your kids with you. Have your grandkids with you. Let them learn about the animals. This is a chance for us to pass down our faith to others, to the next generation. As a Sunday school teacher, maybe I can get all the kids to bring a dollar, and we have a special collection to buy a bunch of pigs, and then we read a story about a pig. Maybe we watch the movie Babe. I don't know. you know, maybe it's a bunch of college kids who may not have a lot of money. They're just eating, you know, ramen noodle all day long. Maybe they pull together and, you know, and buy a water buffalo. One person buys a hoof, another person buys a tail, another person buys a snout. And, you know, we can get a gift for someone by pulling together. But, you know, there's all kinds of creative ways. I know families that during Christmas, they draw names, you know, for the family. So each person gets a gift, and then they pull some of their extra money together and buy gifts for those who cannot give back. And so there's all kinds of fun ways to do this, where not only are we blessing others, but we ourselves are being blessed because we're making a difference in someone else's life.
Amazing. Bishop Daniel, what's the most urgent right now, most urgent need for GFA World?
I think always the most urgent need is national missionaries to be supported. This is one of the greatest opportunities that we have to live our life for eternity, in the light of eternity, to send a national missionary, a brother, a sister who has committed their life to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to some of the most difficult places on earth, and for me to live my life in the way that I do. Maybe I work at a simple job, and I don't know how my simple job is going to make a difference, but supporting a national missionary now has an eternal consequence. And so maybe my simple job now is the most important job, because I can now support a national missionary and see countless lives changed for the name of Christ. I would say national missionaries are one of the greatest opportunities that we have, besides all the other things like Jesus Wells and church buildings and other things. But national missionaries would be something I would encourage people to highly consider doing.
Yeah, maybe support a national missionary. I don't know why I'm not saying that right. But also maybe buy a little Christmas Critter campaign gift as well. I mean, you can do it all. Go to klyt.fm. Click on the Christmas Critter Campaign banner. And one other thing that maybe people don't understand is that national missionary has relationships in an area of, say, South Asia, and they know the people, and they love the people, and they're discipling the people and caring for those people. And they're the ones that deliver these gifts to the families in these areas. That's got to be a specially fun thing.
You know, whenever we have the gift distribution, we have it as a special community opportunity. And so the community comes out, the national missionaries are there. It's connected to the church, it's connected to the Christian faith. And it's just like, it's a great, great testimony that the whole community knows that these gifts are given in the name of Christ. And it really, truly does make a huge difference. And people remember it. It's not like something that's just, you know, oh, thanks so much, I move on with life. I mean, it really is something that the entire year. I mean, you're looking at this water buffalo, you're looking at these pigs, these goats, these chickens. That's a gift given in the name of Christ.
I love it. Bishop Daniel, thank you so much for joining us. Bishop Daniel Yohanan, he is the president of GFA World. And I love this description on your website where it talks about you being a link between thousands of Christian workers and missionaries, because that is exactly what you are. You've been, God's used you to connect all these people and to connect to us as well. So thanks for being with us today on ABQ Connect.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Good talking to you.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.